Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Artie Nielsen is waiting for you. Artie, you see, is the curator of Warehouse 13, the place where America's greatest secrets are housed, its mysteries answered, its riddles questioned. It's sort of the meeting of the TV show The X-Files and the Nicolas Cage movie National Treasure, a place that will challenge your imagination and probably tickle your funny bone on occasion. But don't take my word for it. Take Artie's.
Well, welcome to K39ZZZ on the North American grid, otherwise known as Warehouse 13. My name is Arthur Nielsen. You can call me Artie. You can think of me as the custodian, as the curator of this. You know how sometimes weird stuff happens? Yeah. Weird stuff like it suddenly snows in the middle of the desert, maybe politicians start keeping their promises, that kind of weird stuff. Some thing has caused it to happen. We call these things artifacts. An artifact is something that's got a power whose secret is yet to be unlocked. Yet. And until that happens, we track them down, we retrieve them, we neutralize them, and we catalog them and consign them to the warehouse. We snag them, we bag them, and we tag them. I'm busy. What you can do is you can see some of the reasons why we do what we do. You can see some of the artifacts that have already been consigned to the warehouse. Maybe you have one. Now, it's unlikely. I don't want you to lose any sleep over it. Don't worry about it. But it's possible that there's something in your possession that I need to snag, bag, and tag. Something that you can consign right there. Anyway, write it down. Click on something. And if I'm not too busy, I'll talk to you.
On the new Sci-Fi Network, which is the old Sci-Fi channel, just spelled differently so you won't think it's just for geeks and nerds, Artie is played by esteemed character actor Saul Rubinek, who joins us now. Saul, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, I got to tell you, Warehouse 13 looks like kind of a fun ride.
It was a fun ride to do, which is a relief when you're 4.5 months away from your family making a living.
Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, we've seen you in recurring and supporting roles in different shows, Frasier, Once and Again, The Equalizer, some others, but not where we know to expect you every week. Was this was this something you've been wanting to do, or something you've been avoiding doing all these years?
Both. Both. Try to avoid the crap and try to do the good stuff, and you're wrong most of the time, like the rest of life, right? Thank God that didn't happen in my marriage. Boy, that would have been a bad ride. But I've been married 20 years to a wonderful woman. I have great kids, and I think with work, listen, you're either lucky in love or you're lucky in your work. Very rarely both. I was fortunate to follow my heart when I was a kid, and I followed my heart my whole life, and every once in a while you stab yourself in the back because you made bad choices, and life does what it does, and every once in a while great things happen. And I don't know, if you take credit for it yourself, then I have a feeling I have this image of myself. As soon as the minute that I say I made the right choice because I'm smart, I can look up and I see a grand piano falling from the 10th floor on my head. So I tend to think of it as I'm either lucky sometimes or I'm not, just like everybody else. And in this case, I got lucky. I wasn't really looking to do a series. I've been very fortunate. I've worked a lot in a lot of different television shows and a lot of different features, and theater has been part of my life. I'm a writer. I've directed 4 films, and I produce stuff in partnership with my wife. So I like the differences, you know. When this show came along, and they were looking for the guy who's going to play the curator, they were willing to collaborate with me and look at the things that I wanted to bring to the character, because they weren't sure what quite to do with this guy. I mean, look, let's just set the premise. We've got a warehouse in the middle of nowhere that in South Dakota that that probably goes a few miles deep into the mountain that it's set against. And it's housing every odd artifact, every strange object and souvenir that the United States government has collected over the last 100 years since it's been a powerful empire. But it's not Warehouse 13 for nothing. There have been 12 other warehouses, and all the other warehouses, going back to Egyptian, Roman, Greek, Mesopotamian, Ottoman Empire, British Empire, all the warehouses' objects go into the new warehouse. So that's why it's so huge. And only the country that has an empire that is strong enough to protect the warehouse gets to have the warehouse within its borders. So that's the premise of the show. We've got to bring stuff in to the warehouse that's going to wreck the world's day. Given that premise, you can go anywhere in your imagination. And I got lucky because these people that are running the sci-fi network, they really wanted to expand their audience. And they wanted to do it without being cynical. They didn't just want a demographic. They knew that if they didn't create shows that attracted women and a broader audience that was not just interested in aliens and space, how are they going to do that and still hold on to their core audience that made them a network to be contended with? So they did it by holding on to shows that deal with traditional science fiction, new shows that'll be like Caprica, which is a prequel to Battlestar Galactica, and they've got Stargate Universe. But this show, Warehouse 13, has nothing to do with aliens, nothing to do with space. All the objects have a great sense of humor, and they're connected to historical reality. So whether you're dealing with George Washington's wooden teeth or Houdini's wallet or Lewis Carroll's mirror or Venus de Milo's missing arms, you're dealing with stuff that actually exists in history and that may or may not have a power to affect the world in a dark and mysterious and perhaps dangerous way. So the premise is a lot of fun. It can go in a lot of different directions. And because it's a natural thing for network executives and studio executives and writers, too, if they're doing a series, to look for a formula, that's what they did. They looked for a formula and couldn't find one. As a result, every show that we've done is different from every other show. Its humor, its style, its sense of mood and color and design are reminiscent of each other, but it's like we did 13 fresh movies every week. And that was really a blessing for me. And it's why I sought them out and why I was so lucky to get this role and do it, and why it's such a pleasure to be able to talk about promoting it. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do. And yeah. Unfortunately, we're just out of time.
You're kidding.
Nope. not my call. Sci-fi
okay.
call. So let me ask you this last thing. Sci-fi or sci-fi, does it matter to you personally?
It does to me personally, because by rebranding their network and by expanding their audience, it means I might be able to pay for my kids' college education.
And based on what you said before, does this make, because they're trying to draw women in,
yeah.
does this make you a chick magnet for the sci-fi?
Never been called a chick magnet, except for my wife. Now, you know, what's really cool is that they really are excited about broadening their base, and they know that to get women in, they're going to bring men along with them. Why? Because if you want women, you've got to raise the bar. You've got to be more intelligent, you've got to be wittier, and you've got to have emotional relevance. You've got to deal with love, hate, jealousy, revenge, competition, and all the things that matter to women in a story. Not that they don't matter to men, but men will be happy with a cold beer and something that entertains them. Women, you've got to raise the bar, and they'll drag the men along with them.
Well, folks, you can catch Saul Rubinek on the new Sci-Fi Channel drama series and somewhat comedy series, Warehouse 13. It debuts Tuesday, July 7th at 9 p.m., and then all summer, 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. Saul, thanks for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thanks. I'm sorry I used up so much time so quick.
That's all right. Come back when you can spend more time. We'd love to have you back. Lots
Invite
of fun.
Me. I'll come back anytime.
You were invited. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
And for more interviews with your favorite genre stars, you can surf over to MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com, where you can hear my earlier interviews with the stars of Chuck, or Josh Keaton, the voice of the animated Spectacular Spider-Man, among many others. Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Digital Journal, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Friendster, Orkut, FriendFeed, Bebo, Podcast Pickle, Vox, Folio, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, PageFlakes, Eons, Mi Gente, Zimbio, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media in iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give a piece of your day to spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everyone.